Hello, it's been a long time.
Almost a month.
Since Military Mama been on here. Say hi, everybody is here.
Hi.
It's Elias. Tiberius. He's about 8 months now. We started this podcast when he was just born. And yeah, we did.
That was 8 months ago.
He's about 8 months now. Time does fly.
I didn't notice.
I don't know if we started exactly 8 months, but Ty Ty was a small baby. And he's still a baby. And he's on the move. Today is Sunday. May 19th. 2019. We took a long walk this morning. We got up around 7, actually 6 something, because, you know, Tiberius likes to get up real early. And, you know, but that's the time he gets up in the morning anyway, because we're out the house by 6 something for me to get to work on time. You're out by 7 when Dad's here. But when I'm here, we're out by 6 something. So, anyways, got up early. I wanted to go to a restaurant, which I thought it was Murray's, but when I finally got there, my son was like, it's Mary's. So what are we going to discuss today? Okay, there's a few things we're going to discuss.
What?
Appreciation. That's the first one. Being appreciated for what? Being appreciated. No, appreciation. Appreciate what we have.
That's one big problem about me.
Yeah, it's a big problem about my son Elias. Second is also, it's part of appreciation, being thankful.
That's another problem.
And the last thing is accepting the plan.
That's another problem.
Okay.
All
so,
my three problems, we're going to talk about today.
You know, these are things I struggled with when I was a kid. My mom used to be like, appreciate what you have because there's kids in your community where you live at don't have what you have. Be thankful that you have a mother like I do because I care about you guys and I won't harm you guys. And also, don't try to alter the plan because you want to do things out of your own selfishness. So I created a child who's exactly like me, right? So I'm going through the same thing that I went through, and I had to learn from my mistakes and experience.
What are you doing?
Tiberius is climbing over his brother, trying to get to his toy. He just wants his toy. And he doesn't care if you're in the way. If he sees you, he's going over you. He's going through you. Ain't no walking around you. Ain't no waiting until you move. It's like, I see my toy and I don't care. All right. So, this weekend, yeah, he does.
I felt a pound.
This weekend, our plan was to stay in the house. Sunday today, walk to the beach.
Ow!
Tiberius, can you move away from him, Elias? Tiberius, move!
I want to make a trip.
Tiberius. You are hurting him with your knees and your 19. You're sitting on his face. Tiberius, you're sitting on his face. Come here. You're 19 pounds. That's not a person.
Oh my God.
That is not a floor. Tiberius. Okay, thank you. Your brother is not a floor. He's a person, Tiberius.
A human being.
Yes,
well,
a human being.
Why do you have being in human?
I'm not even sure.
Wait, so before you're an egg, you're actually being?
being, like you're being, you're existing, a human existing.
Being alive?
Existing, yeah.
What are you doing, Tiberius?
Tiberius, again, you still see your brother there, and you still choose to walk on top of him. And you choose to hit him. No hitting.
I got a drum.
Tiberius? Hey, you see? You see the camel, okay. You see the camel. You couldn't go around your brother?
I all made you fall flat face.
All right. So, our plan was to walk up the street, because Elias never did a 5.71 mile. That's how much we walked. We walked
over the final mile.
He only did 1 mile, and he only do a mile once a year. This is the first time he has walked that long.
That means I did 6 to 7. I did 6 to 7 miles.
Well, you know, every weekend we're gonna start this because we both need to exercise more. I exercise, but I need to push myself more because I want my strength back after having a kid.
Every weekend we're gonna go to Maury's Iron Mary's.
Not every weekend we'll go there. There's other restaurants in that area. There's a Waffle House, a Waffle Log, Maple restaurant. It's called Maple. It's like maple syrup pancakes.
Oh, can I also tell you this? Audience, people, things, stuff. So when we were going to the oceanfront beach, my mom told me that the Dairy Queen here is the most expensive Dairy Queen in the world.
It's not around. In a world, but it's expensive.
An area.
Because it's on the beach, and, you know, it's convenient. So they can.
People love to go there.
Yeah, they can charge a substantial amount of money for us to use their services.
Yeah, and I don't know why they call it Dairy Queen. When they serve stuff non-dairy, like burgers.
If it says Dairy Queen, grill, and chill.
Before we say grill and chill, they just start playing with Dairy Queen, and they used to grill and chill.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the topic. Okay.
What topic?
The topic is appreciation.
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
Elias seems to think that he could just get
more.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Elias seems to think that because he's been blessed with wonderful parents.
Yes.
You know, he has me, his mother, his dad, his stepdad, and he has an actual dad all at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's been blessed to have parents that are fortunate to give him things that...
I want, sort of.
That you want and need. But for the past few years, we're noticing a change of appreciation. He gets new things and he just throws it on the floor. So he gets some punishment for that. No electronics, no this. He just... throws his toys, or he doesn't take care of his clothes. Yes, you do.
I do?
You do throw your stuff when you don't care. Like, you just like, oh, this is old. I'm going to throw it. And Saturday, he was able to go to see how other people don't have what he has. So he was like, Mom, I see what you mean about being appreciating to what I have. I always tell him, appreciate what you have now. So as you get older, you were able to take care of your stuff. If you appreciate it, you're able to take care of it. It lasts a long time. And then you are able to be appreciated because you didn't have to work for it. But when you have to work for it, you have to earn it. Then you're going to see how hard it is to get the things that you have. Like Elias, he has...
You have to earn the money to get me the stuff.
You got
to
work for it. Earn it. You have to work for it.
Yeah.
So, probably a tie. You got a runny nose. So, why don't you appreciate the things that you have?
My mindset. Okay, the end.
Your mindset. What is your mindset?
To like, if it gets old, throw it out. If it's new, play for it sometime.
What about your clothes, and what about the stuff that the stuff you have in the house? What about your room? What about having your own room? What about having a bathroom that only you use right now because Tiberius is so small, he uses our bathroom. What about taking care of those things? What about appreciation to having those things?
It makes me feel like I own a little bit of the house.
So what about appreciating it? When I have to come into your room and just tell you over and over again, fix your drawers. Pick up this. Pick up that. Just stand by himself for a few seconds. You had it.
I'm gonna do it in warm
to come down. He was trying to balance. Yeah, you were trying to balance. Yeah. You okay? It's something that's in your eye. What's that? All right. So what about those things? What about those things when you're like, oh, you run outside and you just leave your room however you want to. Your drawers not pulled in, clothes all over the floor. I have to come in there and wake you up and make sure you do it. What about those things? Why don't you appreciate and take care of those things? That's why the other week he was on punishment because he thought it was funny to do something and not appreciate. And I'm not even going to bring it up. But he was on punishment. What? You know what you did.
The thing on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't do that last. You didn't do that the week that we found it. You did it a long time ago.
In the galaxy, far, far away.
Yeah, you see what I mean? It's like he thinks it's okay. What? But then he cries about it, and then he's upset. But, you know.
Tati, why are you doing that?
We already discussed this, and we know. Because, you know, he knows I'm going to wake him up. He knows I'm going to make him cut up and clean it. He knows if he's playing game, he's going to stop what he's doing. Because if I see something out of hand or not put in correctly or clothes not fold right, what happens?
You're going to stop me? What? Well, the only thing that he won't stop me from doing is eating.
Oh, maybe I should stop doing that.
No!
Well, Ty, get off of your brother.
I'm not a paint job. Rasta. Bust it. Why do you laugh like that?
Yes, Tiberius, you want to talk? Maybe we should start doing that. Yeah, I'll interrupt you when you're eating.
No.
Okay, next thing is thankful. You're not... It goes hand in hand with the appreciation part. You're not thankful for the things that you have.
Well,
you take it for granted.
It's like I'd be thankful for a little while. Then I'm like, you know what? Let me get back to the other things.
That's not good. And we talked about this. Being thankful is very important. No matter what it is, it could be big or small, be thankful. The reason why we had a problem this morning is that we walked to a restaurant called Mary's. We had a nice breakfast.
Yeah.
Tiberius, on the other hand, was taking eggs and just pulling it out and putting his hands out there and grabbing it and feeding himself.
He almost choked.
Yeah, but he was able to swallow it. He's 8 months and he wanted to eat those eggs. So I just let him eat it and he ate them. And, he's been good all day, though. He hasn't really been eating because he's been full from the eggs. And, we got out one of my friends who I grew up with, who I was with friends around the same age. It's like, since I was like 7 years old, we were lived in the same apartment building. She lived on the second floor. I lived on the sixth floor. And she should come all the way upstairs. We didn't have no elevator. We only had... It was an old building in New York City.
And only stairs?
Only stairs. So it was really hard carrying groceries up. My mom used to call us. She used to call us from other people's windows. Because we was on the sixth floor. And we didn't even have a phone sometimes. Sometimes we'll have a phone. But there was no cell phones back then. So when she goes to the grocery store and she gets to the building, she would call Felicia's mom. Felicia's mom would tell her to go upstairs to get us. So she'll come all the way upstairs, be like, your mom's downstairs, and we'll go downstairs, or...
Why would she go upstairs to get just to go, like, downstairs?
She had to get us because there was no way to get in contact with us. Because we lived in the back of the building in New York City, so they're like, you had to live in the front where you see the street, or you live in the back and you see, like, an alley. So that's how it was in New York City. So we lived in...
Trash cans.
People
litter most.
People litter there. It was a lot of littering back when I was growing up in the 90s. It's gotten so substantially better. The building that we did live in, they tore it down and they built up a new building.
So they had to renovate it?
Yep, they did have to renovate it. And it's a whole new building. It's very different. It's not the same as how I grew up. So Felicia, she used to always come up and get us or we're hang out. We even went to some elementary school. And she went to my,
Mom?
Yes.
I have a question.
One moment, I'm still talking. You have to wait.
Let me guess.
You have to wait. Yeah, so we hung out and we hung out until we were like 8. I had a fire in my apartment and we went to different high schools. And she noticed that it was a fire. And she counted and she was like, oh my God, it's a fire in their apartment. She took a cab. She came to my school and I was already in my first class, which was health. She came and got me and told me there was a fire and I went home and it was really a fire. Our house, half of our house got burnt down. So she's been a very good friend in my life. I haven't seen her in the last 10 years and, you know, she got married, moved to another part of it. We both lived in New York. I joined the military. She got married and moved to Roanoke, Virginia, and we have been in contact on Facebook. Really have not really talked in a long time like that. You know, I've grown other friends, like, you know, other people that's been my friend, but she's been in my life for a long time. But we are on Facebook, and she was in the area, and she wanted to see. So me and my son went walking, whatever. We went walking, and then we saw a monster truck sting. After we saw my friend, we took pictures. We're like, yay, nice to meet you. Hugs and kisses. Okay, because she's going to the water park. Hugs and kisses. And then we walked in with a monster truck. So we're like, oh, this is cool. Next thing you know, Elias is like, I want to go to the monster truck show. I said, the plan was, Tata, you laughing? The plan was that we were going to go to Mary's because I could have cooked breakfast. We could have had waffles from home. It would have saved me $36. That's how much that meal costs for me and you to eat. $26. No, I gave her a tip. So
now,
yes. Do you have $26 to pay for it? No, so what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I could have saved me. I could have got a free 99 by making waffles at home.
I never saw the scrambled eggs at the Gap.
I could have did some waffles at home, eggs and bacon. We got all that stuff and we would have saved us a lot of money. But you know what? We went walking. We saw my friend. Walking, let's go to the beach. It's very hot. Elias got upset because he wanted to go to the monster truck show. And I said, no, that was not in our plans. Our plan was to get up, go walking, go have some breakfast together, go see my friend and walk back home. We still got to take pictures in front of the monster truck. We got to feel the monster truck. I even bought him a monster truck shirt. You know? But the show wasn't until 2 p.m. and that wasn't in the plans to go. We always plan what we do. Go ahead.
And you know why I was happy? I was happy at least my friend got to go.
Yeah, but you got to see mostly what he saw. All you think he's going to see is the trucks moving. But the problem is, if Elias doesn't get his way, he gets upset. He cries. He has a potty face. And it's like, Elias?
What's a potty face?
That's a potty face. A pooty face.
Poopoo face?
A poo poo face.
Okay, that's just disgusting.
A sad face.
Good.
So why are you not thankful? Why do you always feel like it's gotta be about you? When it's about you sometimes. I went to the restaurant because you wanted to go eat out, like always. You wanted to go eat out. You wanted to go see what I do, how I walk in the morning, I walk to the beach sometimes. Yeah. You wanted to do a routine that I do. Now that we're gonna do it all the time. We didn't go to church today, we haven't been to church in a while.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Wait, what am I supposed to talk about?
Why I don't like sticking to the plan?
Because every time I see something new and fun, every time I see something new and fun, I feel like it should be added. Because I don't want to miss out on something really nice and fun, but then when I miss out on it, I get upset. Then I have to wait 1 year to see another monster truck show on the beach. So I have to wait. I'm going here. Then I lost the morning. Okay.
You didn't even know about, get off the pillows. You didn't even know about that show. The problem is you kids these days are privileged. You think everything should be given to you and you shouldn't earn it. Why should I take you to the monster truck show if you didn't earn it? You earned going out to eat for breakfast. You earned that.
How?
You earned...
I don't know how.
You had good grades. That's why I said I would take you. You earned hanging out with your friend, playing outside and going to his house.
I mean, how did I earn that?
You earned it because you've been good. But other than that, you didn't earn me taking you to the Monk Truck Show because that wasn't in the plans. Your next thing you asked me to do is take you to see Pikachu movie. And that's something you're going to have to earn now because it seemed like you just want me to just give it to you. I hope that when you get older and you're making a big bucks, you come and take me out. Because taking kids out is expensive. So I hope that when you get older and you start making a big bucks, you take me out.
Wait, I have to pay for
you? Yeah, you have to pay for me.
You can pay for yourself.
No, I can't. You take me out. Appreciate me.
What if I make $1 trillion?
You know.
What if I make $1 trillion? What if I make $5 trillion?
You pay for me. You take me out. You pay for me. Watch your head, Papa.
So you could use $2 trillion and $5 trillion. What's the half of $5 trillion?
You tell me. 2.5. You said $5 trillion.
So,
Elias, don't make up numbers if you don't even know how to break it in half.
Now, if we use $2.5 million, I'll use $2.5 million.
Maybe, you know what? I don't really, like, I only get my dad stuff only, like, on Father's Day. I don't get him stuff just because. Oh, his birthday. His Father's Day is coming up. I just thought about
catch.
I gotta get him a Father's Day card and send him something. But I don't get him stuff just like that, you know?
Look, I'm open.
Move with your foot, your stinky foot, off the pillow.
Do we stink?
You need to take a bath and wash in between your toes.
Look.
Sorry, that was PAI.
Part of our business.
Yeah. But for Father's Day, I get him something. I don't even know what he needs. Like, he has everything.
He has a mansion. Nope, he doesn't.
He's a little mini mansion. His house is nice.
Like, I love the chandelier.
Yeah, he has nice stuff in his house. It's really hard to get him something because it's like he's one of those people that you really can't buy for. He criticizes everything, so it's like, what's the point?
It's also for me, like, it's hard to buy grown-up stuff because, you know, like, best of you, and I don't really know what grown-ups like. I'm not a grown-up.
When you get older, grown-ups like me, what do I like? Gift cards! Gift cards!
Because he just wants to shop.
Yeah.
What if I give you a $1 trillion gift card?
Tie.
Mom, what happens if I give you a $1 trillion gift card?
I would pay off my houses! Pay off the houses. That'll be beautiful, right? No, I'll be debt free.
A $1 trillion gift card at JCPenney. Nope, Macy's.
I'll own Macy's then. And I'll be able to pay off things. I'll buy Macy's. Right? Yeah.
You start making the big
bucks. Yeah. All right, Tata, I'll buy Macy's. But anyways, those are the things we discuss. Be in appreciation for the things that we have. Appreciate it. Appreciate the things that we have. Thankful, which is the same as appreciation. And sticking with the plan. Those are the things Elias needs to learn how to do.
No!
We make a plan, we stick to it.
Okay.
We appreciate what we have because if we don't appreciate it, mommy will surely start taking it away because I want a lower phone bill. We appreciate what we have.
Wait, so do you have to pay the same type of money every single month?
Yes.
The same amount?
Yes.
So that means I should be using my phone more for a purpose.
No, you shouldn't be.
So if you pay that much, I should be using my phone for a purpose.
Doesn't matter if you use it or you don't use it, I gotta pay for it. Unless I take it off.
Or unless you give it back to Apple.
No, I own the phone. I bought the phone. I own the phone.
So you can't go back to Apple?
Mm-mm.
What if you rent the phone?
Then you give it back, and if not, you can buy it. All right. This is the longest podcast we ever done. I hope whoever listens to it enjoys it. We do a lot of yelling, a lot of complaining. This is a way of venting out my frustrations as a mama, but also being appreciated of having a wonderful children. and
children,
take your feet out of there, and knowing that they're going to be there for me regardless. They are my children. Elias, why would you throw his toy over there? We're hanging out in Tiberius's room because, you know, he's at the time where he's like, I don't want to not see you. I have to see you. If I don't see you, I will go. That's what he does.
And run.
And then we crawl in so fast trying to find a human being. And he thinks somebody left him. I'm like, we're right here.
Why are you pulling on me?
Anyways, we're thankful for each other and his family. Sign off. Everybody have a blast day.
A blast.